Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey's a very dangerous hurricane. It's moving ever closer to the Texas coast. Right now, it has maximum winds of about 110 miles per hour. It's currently 135 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. It's moving off to the northwest at about 10 miles per hour. As you can see, the outer rain bands of Harvey are now beginning to move onshore of the Texas coast, all the way from the middle Texas coast up into the Houston area. We've actually seen a wind gust now to tropical storm force at the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station, well away from the center. So conditions are going to be deteriorating as we go through the morning into the early afternoon and in later into today as the center of Harvey moves closer to the middle Texas coast. We are expecting Harvey to strengthen into a major hurricane before it reaches the coast overnight tonight and early Saturday morning. That's going to bring the core of the hurricane onshore with very dangerous major hurricane winds that could cause quite a bit of destruction or certainly life-threatening. We have a life-threatening storm surge situation for much of the coast of Texas is under a storm surge warning from just north of Brownsville all the way through the Galveston Island and the Bolivar Peninsula. In particular, in this area from south of Corpus Christi to up near Sargent, we're expecting 6 to 12 feet of inundation from storm surge. That means flooding up to I'm 6 feet tall, up to the top of my head, or even twice that high. So that's a life-threatening situation. That's 6 to 12 feet of water in roads and buildings right along the coast in this particular area. So if you've been ordered to evacuate or asked to evacuate in this area, it's really urgent that you heed that advice now because you're running out of time before those tropical storm conditions arrive. Now, after Harvey moves inland, it's going to basically stall out and move very slowly along the middle and upper Texas coast all the way through the middle parts of next week. And that's going to lead to our third life-threatening hazard with Harvey, which is exceptionally heavy rainfall. A large area of 15 to 25 inches of rain over the next several days, including the Corpus Christi, the greater Houston area, extending on into western Louisiana. We could see isolated areas with rainfall totals as high as 35 inches. That's nearly 3 feet of rain in the next several days along the northwestern Gulf Coast, Texas coast, Louisiana. So this is a life-threatening situation. I urge everybody to make their final preparations this morning as conditions deteriorate and stay tuned for the latest on Hurricane Harvey. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Harvey.